The following radio play contains very strong adult language throughout. Do not listen if you are easily offended. Sad Tale of Sisyphus by Jill Buttery.
Come on, you little shit. You've some work to do.
Ow! What in the name of the gods are all those?
Those, Sisyphus, my friend from hell, are mailbags. 200 mailbags, to be precise. And they need stitching. Don't look so glum or bored. I'm gonna let you get on with it from the safety of my screen. When I come round again, I expect them all to be finished.
No fucking way. Ow!
So, Madame Tyro, come to see the prisoner, have we?
Not here for my health or wealth.
What the hell have you come for then, my little bird from hell?
Brought you some goodies. Look.
This is a half-eaten apple, a chewed-up banana, a rotten bunch of grapes. Why the hell do you bother?
Still your wife till we get the rituals sorted. Still doing my duty, light of my life.
Fuck off, you're a waste of space.
No way to speak to someone in control of your eternal damnation. Lovely grapes, darling. You take the pip.
Guard? Oh, there you are. Couldn't see you behind the screen. Come out, please.
Yes, ma'am.
No need to salute. Just call me Thanatos, Sergeant. You'll have reason to use my name intimately at some time in the future, I'm sure. Tell the prisoner to stand up for strip search for concealed or dangerous weapons.
Right, you shit. On your feet for the lady.
You can go back to your seat, Sergeant. Enjoy your magazine. The joys of the masculine body, hmm?
Call me if you need me.
I will need to write some things on my clipboard, so remove your boiler suit and make it quick. Haven't got all day. Hey, what the hell do you think you've got in there? Why in God's name are you wearing a... and a thong? Who did this?
The guards. Your compatriots.
Right. Put your boiler suit back on. Remove the other offending items, including that incredibly tight top and shorts before you do, though. They are all extremely offensive to my eyes. And you, Sergeant, in my office in 1 hour, you have some explaining to do.
Here you are, you little bastard. Something to keep you out of mischief. I'd like to see you on the fucking treadmill. But human rights and all that bloody nonsense...
And I'd like to see you shoveling shit the way I have. But that's life.
All right, get on with it. You're taking too much time as it is.
If I had you where I wanted you, you'd wish you were dead.
Let me know when you're down to the last 100, and I'll make sure you find a few more.
Hey, Zeus, pretty snazzy little number you're wearing. But Hawaii is a little bit far away, isn't it? Pretty little medallion, isn't it? That band round your head keeping your brain pinned together. Who is this other creature behind you? With the spade, by the way. And Christ, what a pawn.
Ain't got a clue. Hey, sis. You still helping the U.S. mail service?
Fuck you.
Big mistake, sis. Putting death's messenger in chains. See these.
How do you like my little empire of the dead? You should, Sisyphus. Enjoy it while you can.
Okay, enough already. He'll suffer for his absurdities soon enough.
Zeus, why have you done this to me? Forgive me. Think about what you've done. Think about me. I'm just human.
You tried taking on the big boys. Big mistake. Sending in your platoons? Dropping bombs on civilians? Poison gas? Beating up innocents?
Nothing less than y'all ought have done. Mere transgressions, you illiterate baboon.
You live to regret that, sis.
Okay, sweetheart. Time for a shave.
Fuck off.
Not enough mailbags to keep you sweet. Too kind to you, huh?
When I get out of here, I'll call my followers and you'll pray for death.
When you discover what Zeus has in store for you, you'll find death a pleasant conclusion.
Just come a little closer. I'll show you what a pleasant conclusion is.
When you hear the charges against you, buddy, you won't be so brave.
I am innocent of all charges. I am a king, and the son of a king. I had to send in my battalions.
Tell that to Zeus and Thanatos. They're your judges.
I was an honest man, a human being.
Informer, committer of sacrilege, revealer of the divine mysteries, imprisoner of Thanatos, defiler of Attica, snitch, rapist, murderer. Need I go on?
Zeus did immoral things too.
Zeus is a god. He's omnipotent. Above the law. Seer of all things.
Hypocrite. Defiler of virgins.
Shut your mouth, you piece of shit.
I am a king.
You are a seducer. Think about your niece, Tyro.
I had to have my brother's throne. Don't you see? I had to do what I did.
Our world was full. Crowded thanks to you.
I killed. I made war. I did my bit.
But, buddy, you initiated a logjam. Made things worse.
Buddy, Zeus sent Thanatos after me.
Death finds us all in the end.
Zeus thinks, he thought, he could do anything. He was a defiler of virgins.
You are a raper of virgins. A liar. A destroyer of cities. A torturer. A revealer of mysteries which should only be known to the gods.
What a state we humans find ourselves in.
Can you imagine what it looked like? You waged unnecessary war. You killed men, but their bodies wouldn't die. You'd no respect for the souls of the dead.
How did I know that soldiers could be chopped to bits, but still walk as the undead?
You killed your guests, your allies. You violated all the laws of hospitality. I'd have thought twice before accepting a cup of tea from you, buddy.
Jeez, who the hell is that guy with a shovel? Why the piles of shit? Am I missing something here? Well, someone sprayed old goddamn flies. Hey, sis, why aren't you prepared for your trial? God, why in this prisoner's shade? Jeez, that smell.
Wouldn't keep his mouth shut, Lord Seuss. I was frightened of cutting his throat.
Then find some way to shut him up and get him shaved.
Okay, Lord Seuss.
I, Persephone, sis, can remember a time in the past when you weren't lost for words. A time when you lied to me about your wife.
Why? What did he do?
He told me that his wife wouldn't offer him the usual sacrifices and perform the rites of the dead for him. He said his wife was neglecting him, and I foolishly believed the bastard.
So, what happened then?
Thanatos, you wouldn't believe it, but I allowed our friend here to return to the upper world, and he refused to come back.
No coin under my tongue for the ferryman.
And you can stop rocking in your chair, you monster. You're a trickster, you...
Whoa. Steady, steady. What a miserable, futile wreck he's become. Bit different from a few months ago, buddy.
We mere mortals are heroic. We're born, we live, we die. All life is futile. All toil is futile. We're nothing in the hands of the gods.
Well, must admit, I've had a great deal of eternal pleasure seeing man as mere playthings.
But we did not give him opportunity and freedom to overturn the natural order, to create chaos out of calm. He chained me. He deceived me. He's a liar, a cheat. He doesn't respect anything or anyone.
We should wait for his trial. He should be allowed to present his side. We, in turn, should present him with his misdemeanors.
I will not recognize your justice. I will not recognize your court. I do not recognize you. You are nothing. You are meaningless to me. You are all just shadows.
Hey, buddy, keep your rocks on. Rocks, forgive the pun.
Persephone, Zeus, come on, follow me. Let's prepare our case for the prosecution.
Hades, do we have our case prepared? And God preserve us, why is that dung-carrying creature with us again? Hades, we really gotta talk about that fella.
Yes, well, we have a case prepared, Lord Seuss, and I have the miscreant's wife as a witness for the prosecution. Have we not, Madam Tyro?
When I get my hands on him, Persephone, he'll pray for death.
Tyro, we must be fair.
Was he fair to me when he lied about me to the gods?
Who acts for the defendant?
I represent myself.
So be it. Let the trial begin.
Prisoner, rise.
I'm already risen, you imbecile.
Not risen. Rise physically, you hassle.
Ow! What is the case against the accused?
That he did try to deceive the gods, he did depose his brother, he did seduce his niece, he did imprison the messenger of the gods, namely yourself, my dear. He did attempt to defeat me by revealing to Isopus, the river god, that I abducted his daughter, Aegina. That he did reveal divine mysteries to mortal men, In other words, he did try to outdo me as father of the gods and of men. He did wage unnecessary wars. He was a racist.
Not too many things, then.
Lies. All lies.
That he did deceive Persephone into believing Tyro did not perform the sacred rites of death. That he did abuse the laws of hospitality. That he did waylay and kill travelers. That he did mislead children. How do you plead?
What about you, you piece of hypocritical shit? I do not accept your court. I do not accept your laws. I do not accept you. I plead not guilty in the fifth.
I am not on trial here. You are the perpetrator. How do you plead?
False trial. False gods.
Shut him up.
I plead not guilty. I do not recognize your court.
Well, that's his maybe. But Persephone, please rise to give evidence.
Yes, Lord Zeus.
And what is the evidence you have received amongst mortal man that Sisyphus is guilty of all charges? What did they feel?
It is said, and I've heard it myself, that things will not change without Sisyphus.
Is this just hearsay?
No, my Lord Zeus. Men have tried to bring Sisyphus to justice, but he slips through their fingers. They say, however, he must be punished. He must be seen to face justice.
If I am to face justice, then so must Zeus.
One of his victims has said he killed two of his brothers. There's evidence he waylaid travellers and abused the laws of hospitality. Mistreated his family.
The people who stayed with me abused my hospitality. They stole from me.
The victim said execution is too little for him.
Well, yes. I'm sure we can find something more deliciously excruciating for our friend here.
Thank you, Persephone. You may stand down. I now present for the prosecution, Tyro, wife of Sisyphus.
Madam Tyro, tell us precisely the events which have led up to the present situation. Let us start. Is it true you are the daughter of Samoneus and Alcide?
That is correct.
And is it true, madam, that you were raped by the defendant, your uncle?
Objection. Objection. She said yes, and she looked like she was enjoying it.
Shut your mouth, asshole.
Silence! You will have your chance to have your say.
It's true, Lord Zeus.
Excuse me?
I mean, it's true. I was raped by my uncle Sisyphus, but I did not enjoy one single moment.
Is it true you bore two sons by Sisyphus?
Yes, it's true.
Tell me your state of mind after the sons were born.
I killed them. Immediately.
So you were very disturbed?
I certainly was, my Lord Zeus.
Thank you, Madam Tyro. You may step down now.
Here, take my hand, my dear. Don't cry.
Thank you, Persephone.
I now call upon Thanatos, messenger of death. Hades, perhaps you'd like to question this witness?
Thank you, my lord. Thanatos, as my messenger of death, first explain who you are.
I was born in the underworld. My twin brother is Orcus, or Sleep. I am not death itself, simply the messenger.
Well, no, I'm death.
Yes, my lord.
Now please, please continue and tell us how you were tricked by the defendant.
Well, you may recall that I was sent by Zeus to see Sisyphus. The defendant had committed a sacrilege by revealing certain divine mysteries to humans, and for that Zeus demanded Sisyphus be punished.
Then what happened?
I arrived at the court of Sisyphus in Corinth, but Sisyphus tricked me and he chained me up.
And then what happened? How did he trick you?
Sisyphus told me he had made some beautiful bracelets, and would I like to try them on?
And you, being the selfish, egotistical, stupid bitch that you are, you agreed.
Enough.
The Empire of the Dead was gradually becoming so depopulated that Zeus tried to intervene and came to get me out. He forced Sisyphus to free me, but I don't know exactly how.
Would Lord Zeus like to comment?
I managed to get the little bum to release Thanatos, and I transported him to your underworld, Hades, as you know. However, the defender was very cunning. He tricked our sister Persephone here into believing that his wife Tyro had not done the rites of death.
Persephone, would you like to comment? Thank you, Thanatos. You may step down. Persephone, would you like to take the witness stand? Tell us, in your own words, what the defendant did.
Sisyphus' wife, Tyro, had not done the correct rites of the dead.
And explain to us all again, for Tyro particularly, exactly what they are.
A coin has to be placed under the tongue and on the eyes of the dead so that Charon can be paid. Charon, as we all know, is the one who carries the bodies of the dead over the Styx into the underworld.
And so what did that mean?
It meant that Sisyphus persuaded me to send him back so that Tyro could get it right.
And then what happened?
He got back into the upper world and did a bunk. He went on a rampage. He had a right old time.
Madam Tyro, is this true?
It certainly is, my lord. The lying, cheating, womanizing little toe rag.
Oh, moron! Murder of my babies! Silence!
Is there any evidence at all that the defendant was a good husband?
Not according to his wife, or his relatives, or his friends, if you can call them friends. They lived in fear of their lives.
So he was neither a good husband, relative, friend. How was he a bad friend?
Apparently, being called round for tea and crumpets could literally be a death sentence. A slice of cake meant he used them to sharpen up his knives and slice them into little pieces, fed them to the carrions.
I liked a bit of colour. I kept my hand in.
Monstrous.
They, the so-called friends of Sisyphus, I mean, never knew from one day to the next. They lived in fear and dread.
Are you saying the defendant was deranged?
Well, I would say taking children of 7 or 8 down to the execution block in Corinth and watching people being torn apart or bludgeoned to death was hardly colourful entertainment for infants in our terms, would you say?
You can't accuse me of not being different or colourful, can you? Interesting, perhaps.
Silence!
I take your point. Hardly normal behaviour, is it? I think it is now time to hear from the defendant. I call Sisyphus of Corinth to the stand. Sisyphus of Corinth, is it true that you deposed your brother?
Had to. He was a menace. The country was falling apart.
But he was your brother, your flesh and blood.
Common practice to us humans. To you gods too, I believe.
So you confess to that?
Yeah.
You raped your niece, Tyro?
Well, she was always coming on to me. She'd look at me sideways in a rather feline way. Large mouth, small brown eyes, big nose, funny teeth, as thin as a rake. Long, ragged, dry red hair. Very captivating. Ugly, but captivating.
Captivating doesn't mean rape me, though, does it?
Don't mean don't rape me either, do it? And I did marry her after all.
So, it's okay
to take a woman, even though she says no.
She didn't say no. She didn't say anything. I seem to remember she had a mouthful at the time. Anyway, Zeus has been known to indulge a little too.
Can you see what I've had to endure, Persephone?
Enough. Sisyphus of Corinth. Lord Zeus is not on trial, so tell me about Thanatos.
Came looking for me. Was stupid enough to try some new chains I'd manufactured. Didn't realize they were meant for her. Thought they were bracelets, but I've told you already.
This is no laughing matter.
It depends on your perspective. God's been outwitted. Hey, Lord Zeus.
Enough.
Tell me how you thought you had outwitted the gods.
Well, Zeus was always having a go, looking for some virgin or other to seduce.
And how does it affect this trial?
It was okay for Zeus, as far as I could see, so it was okay for me.
Well.
Well, we humans copying the gods. That's what we're here for, ain't it?
Not exactly.
I just revealed to Asopus, you see, members of the jury, to the river god, that Zeus had abducted Aegina, his daughter.
Thank you. I think we all know who Asopus is.
Of course, Asopus was furious. But he couldn't do anything because Zeus is father of the gods.
And what do you suppose that did for the harmony of the gods?
Precisely what I wanted it to do.
And what was that precisely?
Set the cat among the pigeons, or rather the bull among the heifers.
How?
Made the gods, Asopus in particular, wondering if Zeus was the right person to be father of the gods.
But surely that wasn't your place to do that.
Someone had to. No one else was questioning Zeus's authority.
And what about the underworld? What did you hope to achieve by depopulating it?
That was a bit of a mistake. A side effect I hadn't planned for.
This is no laughing matter.
Oh, come on. It did have its funny side.
How?
Well, I didn't quite understand what would happen putting Thanatos in chains.
Explain.
Thanatos in chains had a knock-on effect I hadn't planned for.
You still find this amusing?
It has to be, doesn't it? The headless soldiers roaming the world. Zombies with nowhere to go. Refugees with nowhere to call home.
So you not only displeased Zeus, Thanatos, Persephone, but also myself.
It was a side effect. Didn't realize the implications at the time. After all, I'm only human.
So we were left to sort out the mess you, the human, created.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You may step down.
Don't you want to hear more?
Enough! Persephone, Tyro, Hades, Thanatos, come to my chamber. We will discuss the defendant's punishment.
Think you've done it this time, buddy?
I still have my same own defense.
If they let you.
Will the defendant take the stand? You have 2 more minutes in your own defense.
I'm only human. I wanted to copy the gods. Tyro had already had children by others. She was no virgin, although I considered her one.
It's not the point.
Silence, please.
Thanatos was a fool who was easily duped. Hades shouldn't have sent her, but someone cleverer. Zeus, I do not consider you good enough to be father of the gods. You let down your followers.
I am not on trial here.
I protected my property and my territory. My brother was a fool and needed removing. I was a strong leader. Okay, so I had my own little idiosyncrasies. Virgins, for example.
Keep it simple.
I am. I only got it 1.5 minutes left.
Then get on with it.
If Zeus could get away with seducing virgins, then I could follow his example. I made a mistake depopulating the underworld.
And what about me?
You killed our children. I wanted revenge.
You lied to me.
Thought it was me who was supposed to be speaking. You owe me another half minute, Lord Zeus.
Get on with it.
The shit the gods create for us, we're supposed to deal with. I don't create the shit. You, the gods, give us leave, free will, to express what you want from us, what you want from life. We lesser mortals just mirror the chaos. You gods think you can do what you want, where you want, when you want.
We can.
You need to be brought to account.
But not by you. Your 2 minutes are up. Anything more to add to your defense?
I've only tried to copy you. I prayed to my favorite gods, and for a while they seemed to help me.
You have said enough. We, the jury, will convene and decide your fate. Are we all agreed then?
Yes.
Sisyphus, we, the jury, have come to a decision about your punishment and your fate.
Let the prisoner stand.
Come on to your feet.
Sisyphus of Corinth, you have been found guilty by the council of the gods of all the crimes outlined to you at the start of this trial.
Sorry, wasn't listening.
You have been found guilty of all the crimes stated, and like the fool you are, your own words have proved instrumental in choosing the right punishment for you.
I claim the Fifth Amendment.
Shut the fuck up.
Because of this, we, your judge and jury, have decided you will for all eternity, or at least till we decide to end your misery, be required to shovel the so-called shit. And after you have shoveled the existing pile here to another spot, you will be required to move it to yet another spot and yet another ad infinitum. Do you understand?
You're telling me that you want me to shovel your heaps of mule dung from one place to another until...
until you've taken them round the world and then arrived back at your original spot. You'll then be required to start over again. We seem to have seen and heard a regular example of it throughout these proceedings.
So all the shit you create in the world, I have to keep it moving from one place to another. That's it, isn't it?
Correct. Here's your shovel. Don't worry, though. You've got all eternity. Jeez, let's get going out of this shit heap. Hades, you and I are gonna have to have a little chat about this here fella.
Good God, you've made the shit in the past, you've made people eat it in the past. God, you've shoveled it in the past. You're a real shit, Sisyphus. So this shouldn't be too hard for you, should it?
You piece of shit.
Think what you did to me and made me do to our sons.
You killed our offsprings.
Think about the friends you killed.
Traitors.
The cities you destroyed. Treasonous traitor to your people. Enjoy your little labours. I shall be having a nice glass of wine in the upper world with my new lover. One who treats me well. Might get married again.
Right in the underworld.
Might have more children. Find a nice place to live away from tyrants like you.
Haven't you forgot Zeus? He's the one who moves the shit and shits around. You can't destroy him.
Might even have him. Who knows?
You're just another pawn. You're not even a virgin anymore. We're all pawns in the hands of the all-powerful gods. Let me get a hold of you.
Too bad, sis. Too bad. Bye.
Oh, well. Better get started. Can't avoid what the gods will do to us, have done to us, are doing to us. Now, how can I outwit Zeus? I'll think about it while I'm shoveling.
Don't waste your time. You'll lose. Your kind always does. I am a supreme power, answerable to no one.
Bastard.
You're welcome, buddy.
Okay, Spade, let's get to work. Jeez, what a stink. That guy with the shovel's fucking created. What a pile. Oh, gods preserve me. I'd rather roll a rock up a mountain for all eternity than all of this. Hey! Hey! Hey!
That was The Sad Tale of Sisyphus, who never learnt his lesson and spent the rest of eternity shoveling shit, or, in other words, kept things rolling. It was written by Jill Buttery, and the performers were: Sisyphus was played by Dave Ridley. Tyro was played by Rosie Lee Griss. Thanatos was played by Alison Fell. The Guard was played by Phil McKenna. Hades was played by Patrick Black. Persephone was played by Alice Collins. And Zeus was played by Ron Clayton. This production was edited and directed by Peter Beeston, and is copyright 2010 to Jill Buttery and Cornucopia Productions.